Well, Kenny, he's taken Derry City to their first cup final since 2012. He must be over the moon.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm pleased. You know, I really am pleased for the people of the city of Derry, because as much as the players and the club, because Derry City have got a new stadium now to play in, and wouldn't it be just great if we could bring a trophy back to Derry? Because, you know, the people of the city deserve it. They're very football orientated. They've got a passion for the game. And the ones that go to watch Celtic and Manchester United and Liverpool and all that, you know, it gives me an opportunity and my staff to try and let them see, you know, what Derry City are really like now. And if it's at the Brandywell, I can't make second guesses, but we have been shortchanged, you know, in terms of getting home draws. We've just been unfortunate, and sometimes the pendulum swings in your favour, sometimes it doesn't. So if it's in Cove or if it's in Derry, we'll be going out with the same attitude to try and win.
Following Friday night, what were the changes you had to make in your preparation, considering the amount of people you were missing from your starting lineup through suspensions that were forced upon you?
I know. I didn't know what was happening with the team yesterday preparing for this game, and I didn't know who was playing and who wasn't. So it was a very, very difficult situation for me as a manager, because you want to prepare your team and put the team on the pitch and work with them in the features of play and how you're going to prepare, but we couldn't do that. It was so difficult.
Were you happy with their performance today?
Of course I was. It wasn't what you would call for the purest, because obviously we were under strength and we had to find a different way to get a result. We've kept a clean sheet, and you know, and with players who played for the last hour, Dan Seaborn was struggling with his groin, but he played on. He knew that we hadn't really got another central defender. Only young Kieran Farron wouldn't have been right for throw young Kieran on, and there was four or five others. Conor McDermott was carrying, and Rory Hale, his hamstring was very tight. Ronan Hale, and they just soldiered through to the end. And I have to say that Gerard Doherty, I've already said this to Report of the Night, they should make him mayor of Derry, because he's done so much for the city, and as captain of the club, he played a significant role in getting us into the final.
Yeah, some of the saves that he made there in the second half, it was evergreen. Gerard Doherty for definite.
That's right. Oh, absolutely brilliant. Gerard, I would love for him to lift a trophy in my spell here. It would be great for him and for the city.
Thank you very much, Kenny.